The Women's Spire Awards are an annual celebration of inspirational women in Wales, hosted by gender equality charity Chwarae Teg. I'm joined now by Chwarae Teg's communications manager, Bethan Airey. Bethan, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about the work of Chwarae Teg?
Yeah, of course. Chwarae Teg is Wales's leading gender equality charity. We work for a fairer Wales where we want to see women achieve and prosper and be visible and influential across all sectors of the economy, society, and in public life, really, regardless of their background, social status, or geographic location. And the Women's Spire Awards are something that we run every year, and this is our seventh year.
And do you think there's more of an issue for women with accessibility issues, like those who are blind or partially sighted?
Most definitely. I mean, it's something that we talk a lot about at Chwarae Teg, is sort of the issue of intersectionality and, you're a disadvantage as a woman generally in life, but if you add other issues into that, then there are even more sort of barriers to overcome, for whether it's a disability, whether it's in relation to sexuality, ethnicity, all those kind of things can build on one another and make it even more difficult. And many women do find themselves more marginalised, and that's why we try to say that those are the women that need to sort of be focused on as a priority, as we can bring everybody else along with us along the way.
And what sort of improvements at the moment do you think that are needed to be made for gender equality?
Like I said, looking at marginalised groups first and how different policies affect them, and to always have sort of that view whenever decisions are made, to think ahead, not have gender equality and the equality and fairness of things looked at as an afterthought, but to have it looked at the times that decisions are made by people in general, by those working in business, in politics as well, that it sort of needs to be looked at from the root and ingrained in the way of thinking for everybody, in order for things to progress more quickly than they are.
And Chwarae Teg's Women's Spire Awards will be held later on this year. What are some of the categories that are going to be represented?
So we've got the Community Connector Award, and then we have an award for Woman in Sport, a Community Champion Award, Rising Star, Learner, Entrepreneur, Leader, Woman in STEM, and also Woman in Health and Care as well. There is finally a Business Award that is to do with the Fair Play Employer scheme that Chwarae Teg run, but we also have another award for an individual, which sort of stands out a bit from the other awards in the fact that it's actually open to an individual of any gender, and that's to recognise that person's proactive approach to close the gender divide in their workplace. So there's plenty to choose from there. There's all sorts of people can be nominated across all those categories.
And you've had blind and partially sighted winners in the past, is that right?
We have had some really powerful stories and some inspirational women who have partially sighted or blind within the categories in previous years. In fact, in 2021, we had Nikki Sibian, who had an undetected genetic condition which left her blind at the age of 21. Nikki lives up in Holywell in North Wales, and she won in our sport category because after she became blind, she actually took up taekwondo classes and became a black belt under the normal rulings, which was quite magnificent. And she was so inspiring to talk to. And not only that, after getting a black belt, she decided she needed a new challenge, and she took up ice skating. And wow. Within a few months, she'd entered some inclusive skating championships and won in her category then. And we've had actually another winner in the sport category back in 2019, which was Julie Thomas. She won the overall Women's Spire Champion Award as well. Julie lost her sight, I think it was in 2009, and she took a new interest. She took up a taster session in bowls and then went on to compete against sighted players, reached the National Welsh Elite fully sighted finals, and she went to the Commonwealth Games and came back with a bronze medal. So there's some fantastic achievements there. I mean, I'm not saying that everybody who feels like nominating themselves or nominating someone else has to sort of have a medal tally or anything like that. There are lots of categories, like the ones I ran through before. And we've had Kirsty James, who was Leeds Campaigns Officer for RNIB Cymru. She was a finalist in our Rising Star category back in 2020 because of all the work she did supporting blind and partially sighted people, sort of to break down barriers they face every day at a sort of a local and national level. So I would encourage anyone who just even thinks, I think I should have an award. I've done a lot of work, you know, in this area, or I've worked with I've helped a lot of people, to think about nominating themselves, or if they know anyone, to put the nomination in.
How can we make a nomination for the awards?
There's four sort of brief questions, and they can be found on the Chwarae Teg website. It's chwarateg.com/womenspire, and the information is there, and we've try to make it as accessible as possible. And if there are any issues, then people are more than welcome to get in touch with us directly. But I think people have said, even if they've not become a finalist, even to be nominated and to sort of have that contact of saying, congratulations, someone's nominated you for a Women's Spire Award, that in itself makes somebody's day.
And are there any restrictions on who can be nominated in terms of age or where someone lives?
Well, I have to live in Wales, and there's no restrictions as far as anything else. It's open to any woman living in Wales, so people should get their thinking caps on.
And if listeners would like to find out more about the work of Chwarae Teg, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that initially really is through our website, which is chwarateg.com. And we've got information on there about what we do, our programmes, our schemes, events. Of course, the Women's Spire Awards, and access to information on all the categories and how to submit a nomination through, that's possible to do through our website. So we've got all the details on there. Put a nomination in, and also have a chat with sort of friends and family, or share the information. Not everybody will know about Women's Spire, so the more people that it's possible to make aware of the awards, the better, because the more nominations we get, the more diverse, the more geographically spread nominations will be. And I'm sure it'll prove for a memorable awards come September.
Well, Beth Aneary, Communications Manager for Chwarae Teg, thank you for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.